Well, it's wonderful to be with all of you as we begin our fresh start. This is the first Sunday of Advent, new beginnings, a time for us to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. You know, throughout all of salvation history, from the time Jesus Christ was here as in the flesh 2,000 years ago, they always had a sense of expecting that second coming. But we're told not to dwell on that, but instead to dwell on the ever-present Jesus Christ who is with us right now. This is a time of Lent where it's not about speculating when he's going to come here or there. In fact, the readings tell us to not be weighted down and distracted by the world, but instead let Advent be that time of expectation of the coming of the anniversary, right, of the birth of Jesus Christ in just a few weeks. Part of what Advent is about is penance. You know, I'm wearing today violet, as we do during Lent, a time that reminds us that this is a good time for us to prepare in the best way possible. And, you know, in the business world, they call it best practices. What are the best practices in our faith? Well, to become selfless, to let ourselves be detached from the world and totally attached to our Lord Jesus Christ. We call that mortification, dying morte, right? Dying to ourselves and getting ourselves as close as we can get to our Lord, and therefore he can use us more easily for his missions. When we're too detached to the world and the ways of the world, even the noble things that we might be involved with in the world, those things become an obstacle if we're not careful. We're called to be to take this time in Advent, as we do in Lent, to be about disciplining ourselves, particularly disciplining our hearts. I would call this building up our mortification muscle. You know, we resist against all the ways that we're attached to the world and all the ways that anything might have priority over God, over Jesus Christ. And let Jesus rise to the top to become our king, right? And to live in that kingdom value-ridden life. You know, it's all about kingdom values. We're called, too, to be a great light, to put it up on a lampstand. In other words, to be something that people notice, that's attractive, a light, not a darkness, a light, like moths to a light bulb, right? We're called to be attractive. And how are we attractive? Well, because they see that God has all priority in our lives, and his missions do. And the primary mission that we have is to unite ourselves with one another. You know, our parish, too, is our main mission field. This is the place where primarily we do our missions. There's other ways. We're part of pro-life organizations and all kinds of other things. But this is our primary mission field where we unite ourselves. And then people look on and they say, look how they love one another. Look how united they are as a family of God. Can I be a part of that? I want to be a part of their joy. I want to be a part of their fervor, their love for each other, and the way that they work together, you know, to make a difference in the world. We try on our own to do that, and we could be effective to some degree, but we're called to be united. We're seeing in our times right now a great division going on. You know, and that's the devil's primary tactic, right? Divide and conquer. You know, keep us separated from each other. Keep us as, solo missionaries in our lives. We can't do that. We can't fall prey to that. We have to unite ourselves. And that's why during this Advent season, I'm particularly, and Bishop Hying is as well, particularly calling us to really work at that. Mortification, dying to ourselves, dying to the attachments the world, our worldly ways have on us, and to be about the mission of joining together and building ourselves up with each other to be a mighty force to be reckoned with. And so we're starting what's called Striving for Holiness. And this is all based on this phase two of Go Make Disciples that the diocese is calling all parishes to do. And we believe that our methodology, if you will, for doing the best practices in this area, we're very excited about this. And I came to find out too that my home parish, I grew up in St. Maria Goretti, a few miles from here, they're doing the exact same thing. I think they stole it from us, but no. Anyways, but you know, what is it? First Fridays, we're going to get together and we're going to have a mighty, a holy hour of adoration together. And just to be able to be with each other as silently and deeply we adore the Lord. We're going to have our all beautiful candelabras that somebody gifted us with in here. And we're going to have confession offered during that time. We're going to have the choir here. But this is a time for us to join together with each other and with our Lord in a very, very special time. You know, listen, this Wednesday, December 1st, the Supreme Court is taking up a case that could be the end of Roe v. Wade. I mean, this is amazing. This is a make or break time. And a lot of people, and even people who profess to be prophets or whatever, are saying we're hitting that point. And so we need to pray like we've never prayed before, and we need to set our lamps on our lampstands like never before. I believe that this historic infiltration of evil that we've suffered through over the last 2 years is coming to a breaking point. But we got to pray it in. We got to pray it in. Jointly, together, we got to do this. And so I'm begging you, please, please do all that you can to join together with your family. This coming Friday night will be our first Friday. We're going to do these all the way till through April. Again, very much looking forward to it. After we do the Holy Hour here, we're going to head up to the school for a delicious meal. And we have the Eberle family from Sauk City is catering for us. They're amazing. If you ever want to go there, they're very devout Catholics. Last year they gave me, I think it was 5 80-pound bags of salt for us to bless for everybody. But they're just incredible. So they'll be catering. We'll have a nice meal together. We're going to actually view. I contacted Father Calloway and asked if, you know, because he's got an amazing conversion story. And I said, can you get that to us in any way? So he sent me a video about it. It's only about 6 or 7 minutes, but wow, is it powerful. We're going to kind of base our evening's discussion on that. The title, and again, this is the title given us to by the diocese, is Seeing Jesus or Seeing Christ in a New Way. And so we'll have our meal together. We'll see the presentation, and then we'll have whatever discussion that each table will have together to share our faith with each other, to build each other up in that faith. So again, we're very, very much looking forward to it. Please, 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 just First Fridays is all we're asking. So please just do that together with your family. It's going to be amazing. And so let's see if, you know, here we are. You know, here's what I'm doing too. I'm going full on all in with, I'm going to start back up with weight training tomorrow, but I'm going to press in, right, to build up that mortification muscle. I'm doing other things too, but I don't know about you, I have a philosophy. If I talk about it out loud, that the grace is taken away. But just to know that that's what I'm, because we're at a breaking point. The Supreme Court is taking up this case. We need to reclaim our nation as a nation built on the kingdom of Jesus Christ. This is such an important time for us to join together. Again, the devil wants to divide us. He wants us to be out there all by ourselves or whatever. That's never been Jesus' plan. This phase two actually recalls the 72 that went out together, joined together to spread the gospel. So let's do that together. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.